my partner taught me to drive trucks, and one of the contractors around here actually just ended up asking me if I wanted to drive for him. I think it's a really great job. I really, really enjoy doing it. And I really enjoyed doing the law as well, but I just love being outside and seeing different things, going different places.
As the saying goes, without trucks, Australia stops. But what role do women play in keeping goods moving around the countryside? Julie Gooch drives road trains carrying all sorts of things, like fertiliser and grain, across the southwest corner of Western Australia, weaving her way between Geraldton and Esperance. But she's not your average truckie. She's petite, super fit, and has degrees in music, teaching and law. Hello, I'm Olivia Garnett. I've come across Julie and her rig outside her farm in Katanning, where she's taking a break from the wheel.
You get to meet some really interesting people and go to lots of different places, and some of the places you go to are beautiful. Some people's farms, and get to talk to interesting people all the time. The people that you work with are usually great. You have the same, you know, interests because you're all driving trucks. You talk about the same things, which is good. But other people come from different industries as well, so then you get a different perspective on things, and you're always talking to someone different, seeing something new all the time.
Now, you're a self-confessed health nut, a fitness freak, perhaps. The image of a stereotypical truck driver isn't exactly the image of health. So how do you maintain your personal fitness and health in a career like truck driver?
Oh, I eat really well most of the time. So I make sure that all my meals are prepared, so I'm not tempted by roadhouse food in the main. Of course, you know, I have my moments. And I make sure I get up early enough to go for a walk. There's stuff in the truck that you can use as for weight training. And then when I'm home, I've got a gym at home. Or if I'm out and about in a town and I've got time, or I'll make time and go to the gym. You have to make the time to be fit.
So when you step off your truck at truck stops, do you get strange looks from other truck drivers?
I did at first, but then they all got used to me. And then but I do get strange looks, or I don't know if they're strange, just maybe interested looks from just, you know, other people who are about. And I've often had the comment, oh, you're a little girl for driving a big truck. That's not an unusual comment, even though it sounds a bit weird. And it's always meant in the nicest possible way. That sort of ties in with meeting people, because, you know, that's like an opening line. And then they'll start talking about, well, you know, tell me about your truck and how long have you been doing this for and what do you do and are you here for long and what are you doing here? And so you get to meet some really interesting people.
In an industry that's dominated by men, how are you treated as a female truck driver?
Really well. Yeah, really well. The men are very supportive. They're always there, but without being there, if you know what I mean. You just know that if something happens, someone will help you. Now, I'm not sure if that's just because you're a girl. It's quite a supportive industry on the whole, from what I could see. I suppose in any job, you've got to prove your stripes. You know, you've got to get your stripes, and they give you the chance to do that. And then once you're there, they just go, well, you can do this, so you need a hand? Well, that's fine. You're just shorter than me, so yeah, that's fine. They'll come and help. And if I can do this, anyone can do this. So, and I come from a background of sort of non-manual labour and not being outside, not using your hands, to doing that sort of hands-on physical, you know, long-hour sort of job. If I can do it, anyone can do it, really. So you just need the support.
Do you see many other women on the road driving trucks?
No, not where I am. There are a couple, and they're all fabulous. They work hard. Do they know what they're doing? They do a great job. But the answer is no, there's not many at all.
What do you think the industry could do to attract more women?
I think the one of the biggest things is the lack of facilities on the road. So I'm not sure that that's typically or just isolated to transport. It would have to be transport and government hand in hand, you know, toilets and showers and places to park that are more off the road so you can sleep. I don't necessarily think it's a, you know, like a boys club industry. I don't get that feeling at all. So it's once you step into a male dominated area, well, it's not really any different to lots of men and women together. It's the facilities, and that's what makes it a little bit harder for girls, toilets and showers and that sort of thing.